Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Crews have been touring Queens County this spring, scouting out possible locations to film a television series. Region of Queens Mayor Scott Christian said recently that he's been approached by three or four different crews considering production in the area.
I think that there's one big project that they have the creative green light on, and they're just looking at crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And it seemed like it was pretty promising, the conversations that they had. There's a lot of nodding heads and excited ideas that they were tossing around. It's something I don't know anything about that industry, but it was pretty cool to be involved in, yeah.
Christian didn't say who he met with, but he said he showed some crews around Liverpool and other areas of Queens County. The Nova Scotia government's distant location incentive is one reason productions are looking farther outside the traditional Halifax and Chester, Mahone Bay, Lunenburg areas. Introduced in 2024, it provides up to 10% additional funding for film and TV shoots that film at least 150 kilometers away from downtown Halifax.
It's a bit of a game changer for small to medium size production. And so it's sort of all eyes on Liverpool. We're really, really well positioned with respect to that because we're just outside of that threshold. We're 158 kilometers away from downtown Halifax.
Laura McKenzie is the executive director of Screen Nova Scotia, which helps bring productions to the province. She told QCCR that Nova Scotia is a very attractive place for international and domestic productions. It can stand in for any location on the northeastern seaboard, such as Maine or Martha's Vineyard, as well as places like San Francisco and other cities. And she said with the new incentive, more places in rural parts of the province are being discovered.
Untapped locations are really exciting for productions, and there's not a lot of them left in Canada. So this here now, this distant filming bonus gives productions the opportunity to go look in areas that would never have really been, you know, sort of taken advantage of.
About 100 productions are filmed in Nova Scotia each year, but very few make it outside the metropolitan Halifax or Chester, Mahone Bay, Lunenburg areas. McKenzie says that's because crews based in Halifax want to keep travel costs low.
And now that we have the distant filming bonus, we can highlight areas of Nova Scotia that we know they will consider because of it's not cost prohibitive anymore, like Liverpool. So this is, you know, great news for all of us.
She said more than a handful have already taken advantage of the incentive, with Cape Breton being an early choice for a couple of productions. She didn't know which specific companies may be looking at the Liverpool area.
I mean, if they've traveled down to Liverpool to have a look at your area, then there's something there they want. They wouldn't go there if there wasn't something there they want. So I think, you know, it's definitely a good sign. It's encouraging if you're seeing production companies and their creatives traveling around and meeting with, you know, some of the decision makers down there that can help with things like getting permits or getting access, you know, to different areas of Liverpool with, you know, what they need.
McKenzie cautions, though, that there are many factors that decide whether a crew will film in an area, including the ability to close roads, to use local community centers to feed their crews, and the support of the local business and artistic communities. Melanie Perron, the co-owner of Hellbay Brewing in Liverpool, says having film and TV crews in town would be a big boost for her business and others.
Yeah, it'd be fun because I know they've done things like that in Mahone Bay before, and it just sort of puts a place like that on the map. I think it would just be great for our area just to show it off and let people know what we have to offer.
McKenzie says locations like Lunenburg have streamlined the process for productions to eliminate as many obstacles as possible.
So they have essentially one person who is able to, you know, sort of like make it all happen in terms of like getting access to areas, working with tourism, working with the municipality to get access to the police to close roads and for security, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, the economic impact is pretty great. Productions really want to make sure that they're giving back. So if they can use the local restaurants, they're going to use them. If they can use, you know, if they can hire the artists and the unique talents and skill sets that come from that community, then they will.
McKenzie said a couple of Hallmark Christmas movies filmed in Nova Scotia earlier this year. Hellbay's Perron thinks Liverpool would be a great location for one of those. Something like Love is Brewing at Christmas?
That would be great. They can come to Hellbay and I'll make them a special brew.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.